I told 50 Cent 2 minutes when I interviewed him last night at the Home and Home concert right before Eminem hit the stage. But you know, 2 minutes really means like 20. Shay 45 is Angela Yee. I'm backstage at Yankee Stadium. I'm harassing 50 Cent. Your boys have been bothering me this whole entire time. Yeah, in the hallway. You know, Lloyd Banks says he wants a real girlfriend now.
He did?
He never had one.
No, he hasn't. I don't think he's ready for no girlfriend.
That's what he said. But yeah, he's like, hook me up with somebody.
Yeah, he might just want you to hook him up, but he ain't ready. Because he'll do it like Banks is the youngest. They don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and he's seen a lot early. Because he went from 03. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, when I'm going through the transitions of turning ultra sexy. Mm-hmm.
You seem like a lover to me. I don't know, like a relationship kind of guy. Like, you've been in some, you know, that's just what I get from you.
But he doesn't do, like, he's not that yet at all.
Like, you seem like you would be a good boyfriend.
I would hope that I actually put off that energy. I'd like to be a great boyfriend.
You seen some of the stuff that he's bought, you know what I mean, for his ladies, da da da. Yeah, okay, Fitty.
It can't be cheap. Can't be cheap.
No, I agree. But, you know, there's also a limit. This is what I try to tell people, guys, too. Like, you can't do too much too fast.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you say, I think the strongest form of a relationship is a friendship.
Right.
And, you know, when you develop that, it takes time to develop it. You know, some people, they'll say, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend. If you ask them what's wrong with them, the other person, they don't know.
Right.
It's because they don't know each other.
To know your faults.
Right. Everybody has defects.
Shit, I guess I have some.
Yeah. And you won't know until someone's around you long enough to identify with your habits and the things that you know, what you want all the time or how it has to be from your perspective.
Do you feel like you don't trust women like you used to because you went through a lot of stuff with, like, your son's mother?
I'm conscious of women. Because they have, regardlessly, have emotion shifts. Like, I watch, there's multiple women in every relationship. There's the one that's talking to you and the one that's talking to her girlfriend.
Right.
And when you go to child support, the one that was talking to her, your girlfriend, comes out.
Girl, you know, you better get him.
Yeah, that one comes out and it changes a lot. You know, like, it's disappointing when you've been friends with someone for like 13 or 14 years.
Right, it is. And it seemed like you did a lot. Like, you treated her very, very well. So it's...
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, over it.
And that was your friend. You even used to say, we're friends, we get along great. But then you see that money coming in and you're like...
Money changes everything.
Right, like, it does. Friendships, relationships, everything.
It does. I think 55% of the people who get married get divorced. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And,
money is the biggest reason people get divorced.
Yeah, it is.
The number one reason. Yeah. Now, what's going on with Young Buck? Because I read somewhere that he's trying to get out of his deal. He filed for bankruptcy. Then they said he was out of it and everything. But then they said, no, he's trying to get a lawyer to get out of it. Is he still signed or is he out of it?
He's actually still signed to G-Unit Records.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no, you have no intention of being like, all right, bye.
Well, I think we need to sit down.
But he said he can't reach you to sit down.
If he can reach you, how can he reach me?
No, he didn't tell me that. I read it.
Right, but if he was trying to reach you, he could. The same way you could reach me.
Right.
You know, it's just... You know, Buck
should tweet you.
Buck was... he's impulsive. Mm-hmm. And when you get, like... So, even when you see his outburst, like, random outburst again, like, you'll see it be quiet, nobody talking, no negative energy going on, and then he'll go, fuck that, do this and that. I ain't... You know, G-Unit reunion. I'ma kill this. I'ma do this, or I'ma do that one. Hey, he's not going to do none of that.
Right.
It's just him. It's who he is. He's just going to do that randomly. See, people wondered why I taped the conversation that I did a long time ago. It was an explanation to explain what I'd been going through. Mm-hmm. Why did I know to tape the conversation?
The ups and downs and the...
Because it does that. That was happening periodically.
Right. So not like you look like the bad guy.
Right.
But, okay. And then did you see the article today in the Daily News about Jimmy Henchman and how they're saying he's an informant now?
I saw that.
Damn.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it speaks for itself.
Right.
You know, I don't see people who, I don't see anybody else from that era in that actual space that, you know, portrays that lifestyle in under those circumstances in that type of situation where they've been in the newspaper. Not once, but three times, three cases.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's denying that too, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but wouldn't you deny it if you was the leader of the Stop Snitching movement?
All right, one more thing that I always wanted to know, and this is something that I heard, and I have to know if this is true or not, okay? Now, in order for somebody to lay down, a woman to lay down with 50 Cent, mm-hmm. is there an agreement that has to be signed?
Not an agreement, but I'd be talking to her before, so I know who she is before we're doing that.
Somebody told me that you have to, like, sign some type of release form. I don't think that's a bad idea. That's why I'm asking you, because maybe some other people should have done, but that's what I heard. That's what the rumor is.
Oh, what the release form says. This is saying you approve me performing.
No, like a non-disclosure type of agreement.
Oh, no. I mean, and that wouldn't stand up anyway.
Yeah. It wouldn't?
No. Not a non-disclosure agreement signed out like that. Because she still wouldn't even be aware of what she signed.
Well, I heard you're very good, though, just so you know. I heard you do all kinds of incredible gymnastics and stuff like that.
What are you laughing,
sucker? I'm just telling you.
What you laughing for, sucker?
So good for you, 50. For all the ladies who were curious and wondering, that's what the word on the street is. Incredible. All right, well, thank you, 50. I'm going to let you get back to doing what you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Shade 45.